Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, sometimes you need to cut the negative people out of your life. Now, I know what people are saying right now. What happens if the negative person is my family member? Listen, we'll talk about that later. All right, we'll talk about that later here in the video. But first, if somebody is not a family member, you really don't need negative people in your life. So lots of us are business owners, or we work at certain places where we literally have control over if we work with certain clients. And my business partner, David, and I, we have a commitment to only work with people that we love, people that we make us excited. We don't have any clients that we're like, oh my gosh, we got to have, you know, we got to serve these clients today. We love every client. And when we don't love a client, like it happened recently, we gave this person so many chances. They were so negative, and we tried to serve and over-deliver, and she was just toxic, man, absolutely toxic. And at the end of the day, we said, you know what? She paid us the money. We've completed a service. But you know what? She is so negative that we just don't want her around. I mean, and I'll tell you what, it might sound harsh or wrong, but you know what? It's actually necessary. It's necessary. It's what my coach, Chet Scott, says, my coach for many, many years. He said, you either have the pain of acute pain in your life, or you have chronic pain. And sure, that acute pain was, we got to end this client relationship, and that hurts. But it's over. And listen, we've gone over the top. We even sent her a great email as we sent her on her way. And she wanted to go away. She really did. But we blessed her. We said best wishes. And we just cut ties. And everybody on the team is breathing easier because she's gone. So I guess there's a few points to the video today. Number one, never be that person who people are glad when they're gone. And I know you're not, because you're watching this video. That tells me you're all about growing personally and professionally. Number two, be willing to cut ties with a very negative client. Be willing to do that. It's worth it. It will actually pay massive dividends in the future. And listen, if you need more help with anything related to your business, you gotta come to IgnitingSoulsConference.com. I'm telling you, it pays for itself. The value you get, the training, the teaching, the community is unbelievable. It will cost you not to attend. So this is Carrie Oberbrunner, Be a Soul on Fire. This is just one little principle that has helped us a ton. I hope it helps you today. Go ahead, share any stories. Don't use any names. Oh, and what about family members? Family members that are super negative, I don't have that problem in my family, but I know others do, or maybe they might even say I'm married to that person. If that's the situation, you know what? You can control your own headspace. You really can. Viktor Frankl was in concentration camps and made it through the mental and physical torture that was. You can choose to be a victor. You can choose your attitude. And so, yes, in a family member situation, I get it. It's tougher, but you can still make it through as a victor. You choose whether or not to give your power away to others. Be a soul on fire.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.